This is the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and it's another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, hosted by none other than a true Renaissance man. He is an athlete. He is a scholar. He is also a doting grandfather. He is Eddie Papowski's number one fan. He's also a baseball award presenter. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. It is Tom Raffio. Tom, how are you?
Great, Jay. Thank you. I now that the world's open up, I am taking you everywhere I go now.
I appreciate
my
that.
Introduction. And my most recent doting grandfather performance was on September 25th, Sunday. Delta Dental sponsors the Make-A-Wish cruise, Mount Washington cruise ship. And we do that for the Wish kids and their siblings. And I danced 2 hours with my granddaughter and many of the Wish kids. So it was great. So thanks for mentioning that part of my life, Jay. It means a lot. And I know you're really happy because the Cleveland Guardians are ensconced in the playoff run for baseball. And as you know,
I gave them no chance, Tom, believe it or not. I gave them.
I did because, as you know, I think one of the best managers of all time, better managers of all time, is Terry Francona.
Yeah.
So, and that Cleveland's lucky to have him.
Yeah.
But this today, and when this airs on Binny Media on October 8th and 9th on the weekends, I have Jennifer McGrath, longtime wonderful colleague with me at Northeast Delta Dental. Before I introduce Jen more formally, I'd want to give a big shout out to my last week's guests, Kathy Russ and Sydney Dodge from the Making Strides Breast Cancer Walk. And as Jennifer knows, because she was instrumental in helping me get our board of directors, or to encourage our board of directors to make a significant donation, and that was $50,000. We presented that a couple of weeks ago, and Jennifer McGrath, who is the manager of our foundation as well as marketing initiatives, helped me with that. So Jennifer, thank you for joining me. Can't you get enough of me around the campus?
Oh no, I love talking about the foundation, Tom. Anytime you want me.
So I say this all the time when I'm speaking at races, when I'm speaking at events, and as I mentioned to J-Dog, more and more the world's opened up, so I'm back on the road a lot, and you know, a lot of that just simply can't happen unless I have a wonderful team, and Jennifer has accompanied me recently. We also gave a significant donation. It totaled $75,000 to Exeter Hospital, so Jennifer helped me present that, and that was for their cancer care center. For recovering cancer patients who don't have to drive to Boston unless they want to. And then, as mentioned, most recently, the breast cancer donation. So Jennifer manages a lot of that. We have two sort of formal ways that we give back to the community. One is through the foundation, Northeast Delta Dental Foundation, that Jen will focus on, and then one through corporate. And of course, as you know, Jennifer, it kind of bleeds and blends together to the outside world. So I'll ask you to explain that. But tell us a little bit of background. And for everybody's benefit, I mean, in a lot of Delta plans who have a foundation of our size, there is a whole separate department. And basically, Jennifer is our whole separate department, a one-woman band. But tell us a little bit about your career here at Northeast Delta Dental, then we will talk more specifically about the Delta Dental Foundation.
Oh, certainly. Thank you, Tom. I had just in August had my 19-year anniversary of being here, and so I started and have moved my way up in the same department, but over time have taken on more and more tasks and a bigger role in the foundation, which I absolutely love. It's a passion of mine. My former director, who recently retired, had the role and just trained me and allowed me to take on more and more of it as time went on. And so when she retired, here I am.
Awesome. And of course, Jennifer is referring to Kathy Walker, who many in my listening audience know. Kathy is happy in retirement, but worked with me for 27 years. Jennifer for close to two decades, as Jennifer mentioned. And Aaron Holt succeeded Kathy and is working with Jennifer. And Aaron is filling Kathy's shoes and doing really well. So, Jen, thank you for your 20, almost 20 years here. And as you know, one of the secret sauces to our success is we have people like you that have all this experience and knowledge. The biggest compliment, the two biggest compliments I get when I'm out in the community is, boy, when you talk to someone at Northeast Delta Dental, whether it's in customer service or a specific subject like the foundation, you get a human being that knows what they're talking about. And the second compliment I get is I'm the same person that I am in the mailroom and as I'm in the boardroom. So with all of this expertise, Jennifer, you have seen the evolution of the foundation from it started many years ago when I first started in 1995, when I got a $1,000 donation from a former Delta Dental Plan of Vermont board member named Zaid Akins to maybe establish the foundation. And what I had did, I was at Delta Dental of Massachusetts, and I had a foundation down there. So I brought all those documents up there, and then from there, and then we established our own foundation. So tell us the evolution, and tell us the mission and goals of the foundation. And you have plenty of time to do this, so no need to rush.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. So as Tom said, the foundation was established in 1995. So it's been going a good long time. I'm happy to report we have an endowment established for the foundation that puts funds in each year, as well as funds from each of the three companies, because we cover Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So each of the Delta Dental Plan, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont make a donation to our foundation. And that is how we are able to support the communities in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. And the foundation only supports oral health programs. So that's what makes it a little separate from what Tom described before with our donation to Exeter Hospital and to the American Cancer Foundation for their Making Strides program. They're kind of two different buckets. So the oral health giving is primarily through the foundation. We have had a couple of other oral health grantees that we've supported through corporate dollars, such as UNE. We helped establish University of New England's Dental Center, which that was corporate funds. The foundation just did not have $2.3 million to solely fund that. So we did that as a joint effort across the three companies and the foundation. So they're a little bit of two buckets. The oral health funding can come out of both ways, but we do not support anything through the foundation that is not oral health related.
So Jennifer makes a really good point there, which is the synergy between corporate and the NED Foundation. So the NED Foundation really funds the foundation, plus the golf tournament that we just had on September 9th, which I'll talk to you about. And what we did, we stick our neck out. We give a certain percentage of our projected revenue to the foundation every year, regardless of how financially successful we might be in a given year. And then to that, we add a percentage from our profitability and establish that endowment. So the corporate boards really put their money where their mouth is. And then we work synergistically because, as Jen said, some major contributions like the $3 million to establish the University of New England Dental School. The parent companies, Delta of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, made the lead donations, but the foundation, contributed $100,000. So for the listening audience, though, Jennifer, and you're in our sound of our voice, there are nonprofits, there are citizens. When you go on our website and they complete the request, you'll kind of figure out ultimately if it needs to be corporate or a foundation. If I go on our website, will it be pretty obvious which bucket I should go into?
It really should be. The website, our new website, which is fantastic, has a tab specifically that's labeled foundation. So when you click on that, you can learn more about the foundation, as well as there's another drop down for corporate giving. So if you read through the information on the foundation tab, you'll realize whether it's an oral health grant or if you need to go to the corporate giving information. And we do, as Tom alluded to, we have an application process that comes through our system. And on the back end of it, we can determine, even if somebody has chosen the wrong way, we determine it on the other side of where it should, which bucket it should come from.
And we really do try to be totally inclusive. Obviously, because of the charter, the foundation needs to focus on oral health. But as Jennifer has said, and as I've alluded to, on the corporate side, there can be non-oral health donations as well. So when we ask you to fill out the application online, it's not necessarily to be a gatekeeper, but it helps me and Jennifer when my board of directors says, well, how much money, you know, have we spent on capital campaigns? How much money have we spent on the arts? Most recently, where this was really helpful is we gave a donation to one of the local schools, a significant donation, and we needed to tell the board how often we gave to universities. So in this case, it was, you know, New England College, but we've obviously given to other universities like UNH and Plymouth State and Franklin Pierce and NHTI. And so basically, Jennifer had to push a button, gave me that information. So it made it a lot easier for me to affect and deliver on the donation to New England College. I see Jay, and Jay, you know what? I know that we often talk about sports and other things, but this really is my life, what I really do for a living. So.
Yeah. It is Tom Raffio and also Jennifer McGrath of Northeast Delta Dental. And we're going to come back this short break, very short break, from our sponsors here at Northeast Delta Dental Radio. It is Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. We'll be back after this. Welcome back. It is Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. I am J-Dog, and joining Jennifer McGrath of Northeast Delta Dental is the president and CEO and host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio. He is the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental. It is Tom Raffio.
Thanks, Jay. In the same way you're an expert in the radio field that makes our job here easier, Jennifer is an expert in the foundation and grant making and makes our life easy when the Northeast Delta Dental Foundation gets together. There's so much trust in the process. Jenna has visited, you know, many of the clinics and other programs that, you know, that we donate to. So why don't you actually talk about the types of requests that you look to support, Jennifer?
Absolutely. We have an internal compliant committee that reviews all the applications, because then we bring a recommendation for each request to the board, and we have two board meetings each year that we submit the request to. The internal committee, some of the folks there just truly love to give to the hands-on people getting dental care that they need. So that is providing dental equipment to dental clinics, supporting staff needs to see more children or adults in a dental clinic. But we also do other things like provide training for dental students, or also in school programs for dental sealants, for example. Concord Dental Sealant Coalition is one of our longtime grantees. They do great work. And so those are a few of the types of things we do.
And Jennifer mentioned that the foundation meets twice a year. And when you go on our website, anydelta.com, you'll see that the dates are September in March, and that you say, oh my God, twice a year. But as Jennifer knows, we just had that meeting on September 16th. Jennifer spends seriously the next month, you know, sending out the checks and making sure all the requirements are met. But then she's already starting to prepare for March. And before you know it, Jennifer, because you know it, and this is how I live my life too, it's March, you know, and we have 50 other requests. So it actually happens pretty rapidly. But the good news is we do have a ad hoc process. Jennifer mentioned the internal committee. So, and she also, Jennifer mentioned the Sealant Coalition, which has, that actually has a little space at 2 Delta and has done great work. We have a lot of metrics on that, but they were in the need for funds, and they came to us essentially after the September 16th meeting. And we have the ability to have grants of up to $5,000. And so Jen's team swung into action and sent them the check is about to send them the check for $5,000 so they can stay in business. So we do have some ability up to $5,000 not to wait to the March meeting. I mentioned the September meeting, which occurred just on September 16th. To kind of give folks a flavor of that meeting, why don't you tell us, Jen, a little bit about some of the results from the September 16th meeting?
Oh, certainly. So we had 18 requests that went through. Some of the requests, they range from $5,000 up to $38,000. The larger one, that we have a oral health program that goes into schools in the Newfound area, and they are looking for a vehicle to bring their portable dental equipment into the schools. And so we were approved to offer them that money so they could purchase a vehicle to do that. We have, like I told you earlier, the requests come from Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont. So we have a lot in Maine and Vermont as well. A fun one, the Children's Museum and Theater of Maine has a Healthy Halloween exhibit that they put on each year. And although it sounds a little strange to go into a museum, they are going to be having a lot of oral health exhibits there. And we have the opportunity to go and share oral health education materials and products with the visitors. So that's a fun one to do.
And it's such a wide array. It's such a treat to be at the foundation meeting because Jennifer has... You know, she has the spreadsheet with a summary, but backup information for each one of these requests, as mentioned, you know, it can be 5,000, but it can also be a lot more. It just needs that sort of, you know, oral health theme. And there's so much trust, you know, in the process. And then I always kid with Jennifer when we finish that meeting, you know, on Friday morning, when I see her Friday afternoon, I say to her, have you given people the smiles? Because generally what happens is Jennifer will call them and tell the nonprofit organizations, you know, the good news, and then follows up in the next couple of weeks with the actual check. So it's a great process. And this augments, by the way, the corporate process, because on that very same day, after these foundation grants were given out, we did do the significant donations to Making Stride, New England College, Concord Hospital, community dental in Maine, and the program in Vermont called Vermont Hero in the Burlington area for underserved populations up in the island area and in that neck of the woods. So if you were giving advice, I know we have since we feature Jen, a lot of nonprofits on this radio show who listen, what would be your suggestion in terms of how a group or an individual applied? Did it go on the website and take it from there? Do you have any advice on that front?
Well, what I've heard is our process is very easy compared to a lot of others out there. We do have our information on our website. As I mentioned, it's you click on the foundation tab, and then if your program is an oral health program, there is a link to connect to the application there. If your program is not oral health, there's another drop down for corporate giving, and there is a link to the application there. We do have a list of guidelines that kind of give you an overview of what we're looking for. But basically, we want the information on your organization, the contact information for who is applying, a general overview of what your project is and how much you're looking for. And then there's also a spot to attach any attachments that are relevant for things outside of oral health. Having a sponsorship flyer or brochure attached is very helpful.
And let me say this. Jennifer and her team have developed a really simplified process. So we want people to succeed. It's not a gatekeeper process where it's so difficult that people give up applying. We actually, while we may not support 100% of the grant requests and necessarily the amounts that you're requesting. We actually do want you to succeed, you know, whether it's on the foundation side, oral health, the underserved, and education, or a compelling corporate request. We do definitely want, you know, people to succeed. We just need a formula, you know, a formula and process. And as I said, it ultimately helps me because down the road, when my board of directors asks for what we've paid out on oral health education or schools, Jennifer can push a button and give me that information, as opposed to not too long ago, 10 years ago, if I asked that, and Jennifer knows what I'm talking about, 10 years ago, if I would ask that question, she'd be scrambling into various spreadsheets and running around. Now she can literally, you know, push a button. So again, for the listening audience, the website is anydelta.com. You can take it from there. The website was recently redesigned to be really user-friendly, and we want you to succeed, but we still need you to follow the process. And then that later on, for example, if we agree to sponsor one of your road races that raises money for, you know, one of many charities, and if you are going to put the Delta Dental logo on a t-shirt, you know, there is a process to make sure, you know, that you're using the right branding. So you have a team. You mentioned the internal team, and of course we have the foundation directors. So what is it like when you're looking at this, and you, like me, have a huge heart, and just about every request is compelling. So on the one hand, you know, it's really cool, I think, to be able to dole out the money and to make a huge impact. And Jennifer's really good about getting metrics, but what's that process like? It must be a combination of being exhilarating, but also sometimes when you have to say no, it can be, you know, difficult. So tell us about that. How is it behind the scenes? Give us some inside baseball.
Well, you kind of said it all right there, Tom. The saying yes is great, being able to support the organizations, because they're all doing great work. The times that I do have to say no, it's a difficult conversation, but they ultimately understand our restrictions. So if somebody has asked for, we actually had someone who had asked for funds who hadn't used all their funds that we gave them last year yet. So I just had the conversation with them and encouraged them to apply once they've used the funds. And it's never that we don't appreciate the work that they're doing. We just have to follow our rules.
And it's all on, and you should see the metrics that the board gets. You know, we know how many years in a row, you know, that we've given, and there are many that we've given for many years, many new ones. And finally, as I see Jay, while the parent companies support the foundation via millions of dollars over the years, we do have one annual event called the Dr. Carpenter Tournament, which was just held this year on September 9th at Breakfast Hills, and it raised about $21,500. And next year will be September 8th, 2023, again at Breakfast Hills. And that tournament, which Jennifer participated in, the putting contest and registration, is important because in addition to the parent company's donation, we want the community to also donate to the foundation, and all the money goes to oral health, of course, but that's sort of keep our public, you know, charity status. So thank you, Jen. The website again is anydelta.com. You'll want to know Jennifer McGrath. Jay, I always say this when I'm presenting with Jennifer, you really want to know Jennifer, not me. You did a great job today.
Thank you.
This wraps up another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. For Jennifer McGrath of Northeast Delta Dental, Tom Raffio, the president and CEO of Northeast Delta Dental and the host of Northeast Delta Dental Radio, I am J-Dog. We'll be back next time with another edition of Northeast Delta Dental Radio here on the Pulse of New Hampshire.